Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and this is a show I was guided to create so that you would have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers that your guidance wants you to know. The answers that are not coming from your brain, that are actually coming from that higher source. And can help you to make the changes in your life that you want to make. So if you have questions about your life, then feel free to give me a call. And the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. One of the things that my guidance is always telling me is that we need to be aware of the fact that we are important in our own lives, because we have been taught time after time that we are supposed to put everybody else first, that it's more important that those people over there get what they need before you get to take care of yourself. And the truth of the matter is that each of us is only responsible for ourselves. We assist other people, we respond to other people, but we are not responsible for other people. If you actually go around being responsible for everybody else, you're actually taking their power away from them. You are making them less. You are saying that they are not capable of living their own lives. So by being responsible for yourself and taking care of yourself first, you are giving other people the opportunity to do the same thing, to understand that they have the power, the knowledge, the wisdom to do what is right for themselves, that they also have the same connection with God that you have, because God is within each and every one of us. And God does not discriminate and decide, okay, I'm going to be a little more in this person than I am in that person. That's something that people do, not God. God sees us, each and every one, as equal. And that's really what your guidance wants you to know about you. You are equal to everyone else. Even the richest person you can think of, you are equal to them. The lowliest person you can think of, you are equal to them. Yes, your life is different, but you are still equal. So remember that when you are looking at your life, when you are deciding what it is that you want to experience, know that you don't really have to worry about creating what anybody else is going to experience, because that's their choice. And you don't want to take their choices away from them. They have the freedom to choose. So the most important person in your life is you. And you know, if we all acted from that knowledge and were doing the things that would bring us peace, that inner peace that we all seem to seek, and we're actually loving ourselves, I mean, really loving, not that pretend stuff that we're taught, but true love, feeling it for ourselves, then there would be absolutely nothing in us that would ever make us feel anything negative towards anyone else. There would be no competition. There would be no comparison. We would each be coming from the love within our hearts, and that is what we would be walking forward in the world with, and that is what we would be receiving in return. So that is the only way we are going to bring peace on earth, is to actually have that love for ourselves, first and foremost. Okay, so I'm supposed to remind you that if you call in and you have a question, you need to press the number 1 so that a little symbol will come up on my switchboard showing me that you have a question, and then I can unmute you. Okay, and I'm also supposed to remind you that I do offer a free 20-minute discovery session to anyone who wants to experience infinity healing for themselves. And this is an opportunity for you to get greater clarity about the beliefs that you have that are holding you back in your life. And I will not try to sell you anything. It's all about you becoming aware of what you actually believe. And sometimes that awareness is just kind of amazing. Okay, so we will go to our first caller, which is, I think, from England. I don't know what the 447799. That's where I'm at. Okay, hi, who's this?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome, and what's your name?
My name is Deep, as in Deep.
Yes, you've called me before, haven't you?
Yes, I have, in June, I think. I've spoken to you in June.
Yes.
Last summer.
So what can I do for you today?
You mind doing friendship reading, a love reading for me in terms of what do you have in terms of love for me this year?
Okay, let's see what they want to say to you about love. So they're saying that love is close at hand, the one that you have been longing for, waiting for, looking for, is coming into your life like really, really, really soon. They don't ever give me dates, so I can't tell you exactly when really, really, really soon is. But I get the feeling it is really, really, really soon. So probably within the next month or so. So how does that sound to you?
Hello.
Okay, you're breaking up now, and it's really hard for me to understand.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. I lost connection on this.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat what I said, because apparently I must be breaking up for you too. So they are saying the love you have been looking for is coming into your life really, really, really soon. It may be within the next month. Did you hear it that time?
Barbara. I thank you. Is that a person I know? Is that a girl called Margarita?
It's someone new, I think.
Right. That sounds good. Okay. I don't have a really good connection. I'll probably call back in 4 weeks to give you an update.
Okay. Well, just keep your eyes open because she's coming into your life.
Sure, thank you. Are you sure it's somebody I do not know?
I don't feel that it's someone that you already know. It's someone new.
Barbara.
Well, did you hear that last part I said?
No, I didn't. I listened to the archives. I couldn't hear you. I listened to the archives.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Sometimes all of this electronic connecting the world stuff just doesn't work worth a crap. Okay. All right, so let's go to the caller from area code 415. Hi, who's
Hello.
There?
Hi, I think a couple people are having technical stuff today. I had a little something too.
Okay.
This is Jessica. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And what can I do for you today, Jessica?
So I just reconnected with somebody that I've known in a past life, you know, a soulmate. And it was a very short reconnection, just for like 4 days, but it was intense. And I'm just dealing with some sadness about letting him go. I mean, it wasn't right, you know, it served his purpose, but I noticed that it seems like other people seem to have a better, I guess, self-restraint of like holding back, closing the door and moving on. And I feel like, I mean, of course, I only know my experience. I don't know theirs. But, I mean, I would love to turn it into a friendship, which I think maybe down the line it possibly would. But it just seems like already it's kind of like he's kind of into himself, you know, doing whatever processing he has to do. And I'm just kind of feeling sad. I mean, maybe he's feeling sad on his own, you know. Like me, but so just anything you could help around that.
Okay, so the first thing I was getting as you were talking about, you know, maybe down the road being friends and all that kind of stuff, was that he has served his purpose in your life, and that was what he was supposed to do. There's not supposed to be more.
That's interesting.
So,
okay.
Why are you feeling sad?
I mean, you don't think that he would even come back in just to kind of do as like a thank you or, I don't know. I thought maybe we'd be able to like kind of do a different type of like a friendship, a casual, like, I feel sad because it's like, I'm going to cry. Like, it just, you make a connection with somebody that's like such a soul. And it's just so nice to have that again. And then it's always like an emotional relationship that you have to like learn, which fine. And then you have to say, okay, goodbye. And then it's kind of like, that's the end of it. And it seems like it's a great feat to meet somebody again who you used to know. And it just feels so great.
Okay. So apparently you're supposed to now work on clearing up some of the stuff that's being triggered by this interaction with him. So are you ready to do some work on that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So we are now activating the infinity healing energy, and if you would like to receive it, just say yes.
Yes.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for bringing you clarity, a deeper understanding of what this person means to you in this lifetime? If so, say yes.
I'll say yes, but I feel like I already journaled about that all the time, you know, all that. It's like I was happy about it, and now I went to sadness, you know? So
yeah, there's still
yeah.
more that you're learning. There's still
okay.
more to it. They're saying you've just brushed the surface. Okay, so take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the triggers that are creating the sadness? And it feels like it's a reminder for you about what used to be, how things could be, all of that sort of thinking about the past and not really wanting to let it go for fear that you might not have something as good or better in the future. It's kind of like you're tied to the past, and that's what all of this is triggering. So if you'd like to have all of that released so that you can actually live in the now and make choices about what you are going to be creating from this moment forward, and actually decide that you can be happy, you can have the love, you can have everything you desire, then say yes.
Yes. I mean, why does it seem like people can let go of me so easily? That's what is upsetting to me.
It's not that they can let go of you so easily. Let's see, how do they want to put this? Different people feel things differently. You are one of those people that feels things deeply. Not everybody does that. And so for you, a connection is this incredible, wonderful, intense experience. And for some other people, it's just a casual little, oh, that was interesting kind of thing. So it's not that they don't care for you, because on that soul level, you guys all love each other. But that human way of being is different for each and every one of us. So let's see how they want to do this. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you may feel more deeply about someone, about a relationship, than they are consciously feeling for themselves? And it does not mean that they do not care about you. It just means that your feelings are on a different level than theirs. And if you are willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any belief within you that says that you are not as valued, you are not as worthy to other people because their behavior does not reflect the same amount of commitment as you believe you have to them? This is letting go of the judgment about yourself, the judgment about them, the judgment about the relationships, the whole need to judge any of it, and to just be in each moment experiencing what you are experiencing learning what you are learning and letting things go. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes. Oh, God, that seems so hard. Yeah.
And I'm also getting that some of what you're feeling is the stuff that you are bringing forward from past lives, because you have a strong connection to those relationships that you are having time after time after time after time. Most people are not consciously aware that they've even known anyone in a past life, and so they don't feel that strong connection the way that you are feeling. Because for you, it is more entwined in who you are. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing those connections to past lives so that you can live in the present, you can live in the now, you can feel what you are feeling in the now and not bring all that stuff forward with you? That you can learn the lessons that you learned from those experiences, but you no longer need to drag those emotions into the present. So if you'd like to let that go, say yes.
Yes.
On three nice deep breaths.
I feel like something, I feel like I need to say something as it keeps coming up. So we both were like doing some healing work on each other just by our connections, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, you know, when we were talking originally, I said, you know, hey, I'd love a testimonial from you. And he was like, oh, okay, you know, whatever, we'll see. But then we like closed it out yesterday and I had just emailed him and I was like, you know, hey, if you feel like it, can you send me a testimonial? And it seems like, you know, in one way, I'm kind of like, just forget about it and just let it go. And you had experiences and he had experiences. But the other part of me feels like sort of an anticipation and sort of like anger of like, what's the big deal? Like, you know, I do this as a profession. Just send, you know, be nice about it and send something. And then we end things on good terms, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like he might not send anything. So it kind of turns into like, this guy is kind of like a jerk. I mean, I do those things for people. Like I don't think it's a big deal. And like, I don't know why. I mean, I'm making an assumption here, but I don't know why he wouldn't do something like that for me. And I've had a similar experience with my ex, one of my exes.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I know you can't make people do stuff, but.
No, you really can't. And there are some people that they just won't do it. And doesn't have anything to do with you. It's about them. Some people don't do it because they don't want to look at how things have actually changed for them. They don't want to actually see the benefits you've been to them. They really don't want to see it. There are some people who don't want to let go of the story that they've been living, even though they've been trying really hard to step out of that story and into something new. There's a part of them that says, no, we are not going to let go of this story. And if you can't let go of the story, you can't acknowledge what anyone has done to help you let go of the story, because then that would be letting go of the story, and the story is who you are. So you can't do it. It's just not something that you can identify with. To you, it becomes extremely unimportant to do that, even though the person that is asking you for it is, this is part of who they are. This is part of, you know, what they put out there so people will know who they are, so that people can see the benefits they can bring into their lives. the people who can't do it don't see that. Even if they read the testimonials and decided to contact you because of the testimonials, they don't see that they need to ever do that. So it's something in them. It's not about you. It's not that you didn't do a wonderful job. It's not that you haven't made changes in their lives. It's them and their beliefs that are holding them back from actually expressing what they experienced. And I found that this is true for a lot of people, because I also encourage people to give me testimonials, and there are some people who never do it.
Well, that's what it triggers for me. It triggers then the experiences that I've had with my own clients, and then in trying to, and then in building my business, how is it that I get testimonials from people? Because my relationships with people usually end sort of like this, you know, like abruptly, and then it's like they're doing so well through a transformation, and then it's like, so I either have to put in a contract like, hey, anything you send me along the way, I'm going to be using as a testimonial on my site. Something about that seems a little bit sneaky, but I have to also take care of myself and my business. So it's kind of like I feel like anger at him about that, and that's related to past clients of like, why are you, like, we had this connection, back to this guy, we had this connection, it was loving. Why can't you just step out of yourself for a moment? And I can go on with pages of how much I learned. And how come, I understand that he's still attached to his story or whatever, but like for the love that we have, it's like, it's hurtful. I know you said it's not personal, but it's still hurtful to me. And I'm like, moving forward, I mean, how am I supposed to, is that the way I'm supposed to do it? Put it in contract that, hey, when you engage with me, that's the way it goes, because sometimes people end up resisting at the end of the transition or something? I mean,
okay, let's clear some of this energy so then you can actually look at this situation and decide how you want to deal with it in the future, because right now there's so much stuff around this that you couldn't make a decision now if your life depended on it. That's what it feels like. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for forgiving and releasing every single person who didn't do what you asked them to do, whether it was give a testimonial or be somewhere for you or do something for you? Every single time that people have fallen down on what they have promised to you, can you now just open your heart, forgive them and release them, and forgive and release yourself so that you are no longer dragging this through your life? If so, say yes.
That sounds so good. Okay. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
I feel like I meet people with bigger hearts in my life.
So there's, okay. Would you like an infinity healing for opening your heart to yourself, to loving yourself, to valuing yourself, to seeing your worth, to knowing that you deserve to be compensated for the work that you do, and that it is okay for you to accept that compensation, whether that compensation be in money or be in a testimonial or be in something you've bartered for, whatever the compensation is meant to be, that you will receive it and accept it and allow yourself to completely and totally receive it, knowing that it is always for your highest good. If you can accept all that, say yes.
Yes, that sounds fantastic. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, there's some old stuff that's wrapped up in this. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing any false beliefs that you are still hanging on to that say you must allow yourself to be used, that you are meant to be a doormat, that you must always bend over backwards for people, that other people are more important than you, that you really can't expect people to be nice to you, you really can't allow people to give to you, you don't deserve it, you are not worth it. All of that false belief, all of those lies, if you are willing to now just let them be wiped from you, say yes.
Yes, amen.
And three nice deep breaths.
You know, we're in this Facebook group together, and I was just writing about my experience, like just generally, just sharing it with everybody.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I should delete it. Like, it's just, why did I even do that? You know, like, I don't know. I mean, in one way, it's like, don't close your heart. But then another way, it's like, what? Why are you even giving that to him and just keep it for yourself? Like, those are gifts you gave to yourself. Like, why are you even giving him credit? I don't know. It's confusing, I guess. But I just feel like stand up for yourself type of thing.
Well, it's a matter of standing in your power. Because you do have power. And, okay, they're showing me that there have been times when you have stood in your power, and this was in past lives, and it has resulted in you being persecuted and killed.
Yes,
and
it's like so much work around
people.
That.
Yeah. And there's still some of that that's coming up that makes you feel... There's a connection with vulnerability, with a fear of being vulnerable, that if you actually let people see who you are, then, of course, they're going to come out with their pitchforks and their torches, and they're going to, you know, pile up a big pile of wood, throw you on top, and light you on fire. Because apparently they have done that to you once or twice.
Right. I have memories of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So is being
would you like
in my family... Or is being in my power not posting something like that?
Being in your power is doing what feels right from your heart. So if you are posting something like that and it is coming from anger, need for revenge or frustration or any of that, that's not coming from your heart.
I think it's a need for him to try to, you know, reconnect with me. Ugh, I'm going to take it down.
So you're chasing him.
Yeah, that's what I do. That is exactly what I do. What the hell? I mean, it's like enough.
Okay. So let's see how they want to handle this part. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing those old beliefs, those old experiences that left you feeling vulnerable and afraid because you stood in your power and as a result, people attacked you. And so now you feel that you can't safely be in your power and that you have to be the one in control. And as the one in control, you have to be the one that decides who you let into your life and who you don't let into your life because you have to protect your heart. And part of that protection is that if someone is coming to you and wanting you, you cannot accept them. But if someone is walking away and pretending that they don't want you, you have to chase them. So if you're willing to let go of all of that and untie all of those knots, oh my goodness, so many knots, and to start accepting you, accepting that you do have power, it is okay for you to be in your power. It is okay for you to express what you think, what you feel, to come from your heart and say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
God, I feel like so much self-hatred. Just tired of being who I, you know, I am or who I was, or just tired of these patterns. Thank you. Yeah.
This is all a part of your learning to love yourself, which is part of your purpose in this lifetime, to learn to love and accept you. Not based on what anybody else says, not based on what anybody else thinks, but to actually love yourself simply because you love yourself.
It feels like such a doozy of lessons, you know, so many layers to it. God, it's like never ending.
That's what makes it all fun.
Oh, no. Okay. I mean, that's what came in when I was speaking to him. I said, I understand this whole loving myself more, but.
So would you like an infinity healing for bringing you clarity, for opening you up to unconditional love and to feel
yes.
that unconditional love for you.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Oh, God, the thoughts. It's like, so is he going to, do you think he's going to send me a testimonial?
If he does, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. It really doesn't matter.
It still is like that control. Like, I want to know. I just want to know, you know, so I could, I guess it's to be in control or put it to rest or not hold on or close it out or not close it out or get angry or not get angry, you know, hold off the anger.
So you just need to set intentions on what it is you want to create in your life, you know. You want to set the intention that everyone who works with you will be more than happy to write a testimonial, and they will say wonderful things about you, and everything will be just great. And if those who don't, you will just send them love and let them go on. And there's no need for you to take any of it personally. If you cannot take it personally, then you can just allow it to be, however it is, and be okay with it.
That's what I had set that intention, the first half of it, that everybody who comes into my life that I work with will send me a testimonial, will be happy to tell other people about me and send an appreciation. And then he came into my life, and I thought that he was on the same wavelength with that. I guess a part of me still feels like that, that he will rise above. But I know that I have to just not think about what he's thinking or possibly doing, or, you know, it's like, oh, I was wrong, you know, or was I, type of thing.
And that's because you're making it personal.
Yeah.
and making things personal can just screw us up so badly. Because when you're doing that, you're actually giving him your power.
Yep. I get that.
So would you like an infinity healing for bringing your power back to you? Bringing
yes.
it back from all of those people that you have given it to throughout all of your lifetimes. To just bring all of you back in.
Oh, I lost you. I don't hear you now. Did you mute yourself? I say yes to that. That bringing my power back. Uh-oh.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I was like, oh, the best part of the healing. I was like, I'm just staying in that energy.
No, I just dumped a glass of water all over my computer. So,
oh, no.
Nothing serious.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm thinking about blocking him on Facebook now. I'm thinking about just being done with it. Is that taking it personally? I just feel like that's it. Let's close it off.
It depends on whether you're blocking him because you're still feeling some anger and resentment over him, which I'm feeling that you are, or if you're blocking him. Well, actually, if you let it go, you don't really need to block him because it's not important.
Go ahead.
You're still looking for some of that revenge, retribution, all of that kind of stuff. And you know that that's not really
like...
where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want him to pay for what he's done.
It's weird because when we first closed it out, I was fine with it. I was happy and I was like, I guess on the high, I was like, oh, this is good. I feel good about it. And then it like, I don't know, a couple hours late, you know, like a day later, you know, several hours later. And it's like, oof, you know.
And that could be some of the stuff from your past relationship with him. There could be some, you know, old anger from one of those past lives when he didn't do what he should have done or say what he should have said. So you were actually married to him in another life.
Oh.
He was actually your wife, so.
He had, like, so much Nazi energy I kept on picking up, and I was wondering if I had, that one of those lives with him back then, something related to that. It was strange. I kept seeing it come through. His, like, face would change.
He's got some interesting energy, that's for sure.
A lot of dark energy. That's why I had to close it out.
So just let go of your attachments to him. You know, he came along. He taught you a lot. You've done a lot of clearing today as a result of his interaction in your life. So he's been a blessing.
That's what we always say.
Yeah, and everybody is. Yep. Is there anything as far as like, you know, about that, the dark energy that he has, he's around? He had an experience that like he had this spiritual awakening that happened like immediately, and I think it triggered all this like dark energy or something, and I think that he was you know, smoking during the process, him and his wife, and she killed herself. Like she jumped off the balcony and killed herself. And then he was like tortured by the police, and I was like, how am I attracting this stuff? But like, it made me, it was just kind of like, Jesus, it was like, do you have any insights of what, I don't know, I just feel like I'm curious about that. It was just such a bizarre experience to hear about, and also since it's like a past life connection, just to be involved in that sort of circle, since he's one of my soulmates.
When hearing the word retribution, but they're not telling me anything about it.
Oh, that's interesting. He said something like that because he said that, because then... So he had an experience that when she jumped out of the off the balcony, that he was in the stairwell and he was being pushed this way and that way by, like he was saying, a dark force, that he couldn't move. And he said if he was up there, he would have been, he would have jumped out of the, he would have, I guess, died, killed himself too. And so then the police came and were, you know, torturing him, and he's from another country, and he said that he was getting payback for all the stuff that he's done. That he's done a lot of bad stuff in his past lives. Jeez.
Well, he needs to let go of the whole idea that he needs to be punished for what he's done. Boy, because if you believe karma's going to kick your butt, then karma's going to work with you to make sure your butt gets kicked.
Oh, God. So why did I need to be exposed to that? Because that was like, even in, it's just, it's not an experience that you hear about every day, you know? Like, it was just, it kind of, it moved me clearly, like, that I was like, what? And I was doing some research about, like, there, you know, there was, he was in the papers, and he was, like, you know, arrested and everything. It's a big story, you know, another country, too, you know, whatever, that's what I said. But, like, it was bizarre. So why did I have to be sort of witness to that trauma in a way? I mean, I'm not going to say it's anything close to what anything, like it was just like, why do I even need to hear that story?
Part of it was your connection with him from the past lives. I don't know if it was, okay, why don't I just ask? Okay, was it, why was she? Okay. So it had to do with the way you feel about him, the way you feel connected with him. There's the thing is a part of you that wants to save him, kind of like that energy.
I have that with like all the soulmates that I've met.
Yeah. And you really need to let that go.
Why is that with me? How come none of these past life connections feel that about me, that they want to save me? How come I'm like all in the light in this lifetime that I'm like, let me help go back, connect with, like I've connected with so many soulmates and it's like, oh, let me help them align their path and pull them this way, that way. You know, why am I doing this?
Because you're always the strong one. You're always the... You have these beliefs about your duty in this world that you have an obligation to make people's lives better. Even if you don't want to, you are still obligated. This is your cross that you bear. And you really do need to dump it.
Can we do a healing around that? Or does that take away my divine mission?
No, it doesn't take away your purpose. It actually clarifies it. Let's see how they want to word it.
Because I do that with my family, I've done that. And, yeah, I want to, you know, be more focused on self.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing you from every belief that you have or that you've ever been taught or that you've ever lived that says that you need to save other people, that other people are broken and you need to fix them, that it is your responsibility, your obligation, that you have no choice in the matter. This is what you must do. You are basically a superhero standing there with your cape flapping in the wind, and you must answer the call when it goes out, because without that, you have no purpose in your life. And all of that is a lie. So if you would like to let all of that go, say yes.
Yes, you got that right. That is so how I see myself and think and feel. I release that.
And take some nice deep breaths. And apparently he came along to have an issue or to have circumstances that were bigger than you could actually do anything about. For one thing, it was in another country. You weren't there. You didn't have anything to say about it. You had no control with what the police did, with the woman jumping or with any of that. It had to be big enough that you couldn't save him, so that you could let go of the whole idea that you need to save.
Yeah, well, that was the whole, he was telling me these stories and I was picking up intuitively stuff too. And I was like, I can't deal with this. And not even that, I don't want to. This is his stuff. And that was, that was the ending for me. I was like, I don't even want to welcome this into my life. Because even when we were connecting energetically, I was picking up some dark energy. And meaning like, I had a, I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw some dark formation. I was able to clear it really quick, but I was like, oh, I'm not going down this path. Whatever, wherever he would take me, it's not, not interested in that. So,
See, so he came to do you a favor, to make you aware so that you could let go of this superhero thing.
So what does that mean now if I am, I've been saying for a while that I just want to be able to help people who come to me as a client, say I want your help and pay me, and I haven't been able to implement that because the energy still, I think this is maybe the shift, I'm hoping this is the shift now that's when I engage rather than here, there, everywhere. And then feeling this used, abused type of thing. Is that the right thought process or am I getting that right or no?
Well, you are shifting out of that fixing people energy. And, as long as you are seeing people as broken, as needing to be saved, as needing to be fixed, then you are attracting into your life those people who feel broken, those people who feel they need to be saved, those people who want someone to fix them. And inevitably, those people do not have money because they are broken in their own mind. So, therefore, they can't have money.
Right. And
so
I
letting go of all of that.
By
letting go of all of that, then you are opening yourself up to having people come to you because of what you offer, because they feel it would be a benefit to them, and because they are willing to pay for it.
Do you think I'm there right now?
I think
is there any thoughts that are blocking that?
There's still going to be some shifting going on with you, with the infinity healing. Once you start allowing the process to work, it keeps working until the issue is completely gone. So it's still going to be working on you for as long as it needs to, but you will probably start noticing differences. Differences in the people that come to you, differences in the way that you react to them, differences in your life about how you feel about yourself as well as the other people.
Right. And I already am feeling calmer, and that definitely big difference from, like, you know, what, however long ago that was that we started, that I definitely feel.
Yeah.
Calm, back to that. I'm back to my center and calm and peaceful. So I'm grateful for that, definitely, because I guess that emotion just needed to be released.
Just
a final question with that is that he kept on saying to me, again, because we were doing like energy stuff, you know, like a lot of like kind of tantra, like eye contact type things, not sexual, but like just like breathing together. And he kept on saying, I'm sorry it took me so long to find you. And like, what is that supposed to mean? And he didn't know, but it was like, any idea what that is about? Because that's what made me think, I don't know, I guess future-oriented stuff, although I know I'm ready for a partner and he has to do a lot of healing work, so I wasn't going to wait for that. But what was that comment? Sorry it's taking me so long to find you. I'm so sorry it's taking me so long.
Okay, let's see if they want to tell me something about that. So I'm hearing the word soul contract. I don't know if you guys have specified at what age you would be connecting so that you and he could do this work to help each other clear all of this stuff. I'm getting that somehow it was connected with being in your 20s.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're both in our late 30s now.
Yeah. So he didn't meet you at the designated time, which is fine, because you guys met when you were supposed to meet to do what you needed to do.
Oh, God, I feel it. Oh, my God, I'm like emotional now. I feel that in my core. God, why is that so, it really struck something for me.
So you're actually releasing some really heavy-duty stuff for you. This is not just little trifling stuff. This is major stuff for your life, for who you are and who you are becoming. You are changing your identity. So if you're feeling it, you know, at the solar plexus, at that chakra, at that power center.
It first came down like through my heart and then it dropped. Yeah, it was like, oh, God.
Yeah. Keep breathing and letting it go. Drink lots of water.
No, he delayed my life, that bastard.
No, you were still busy living. You were still busy doing whatever you needed to do. So it's not a problem.
Well, I told him. Go ahead.
ahead.
I get the feeling that before we come back into the physical, you know, we said all of these wonderful things that we're going to do, and it's going to be so easy, and I'm going to do this and this and this. And this. And by the time I'm 30, I will have accomplished, you know, walking on the moon or whatever. And then we get born, and all of that stuff goes out the window because it's we just deal with what is, and that's what you did. And so it's fine. And he actually came at just the right time.
Yeah, well, I said that to him. I said, you know, you came at the perfect time. I was busy, like, clearing through a lot of other stuff. I don't know what other time you would come. But I feel like sadness for him right now of, like, I guess it's like him feeling a little bit like a failure of, like, that just that energy of, you know, that I'm sorry that it's taken me so long to find you. It feels really sad.
Just breathe your way through it because it's just coming up so that you can release it. This is part of you taking back your power, too.
God, why do I have to grieve for myself and for other people?
Because you're one of those wonderful people who agreed to do that.
Oh, God. I'm such an overachiever.
Definitely.
You know, I definitely know how I've been changing my identity and letting go of it, of the past. And so I like, you know, thank you for saying that and picking that up because I know it's all been going on. So, which I know that most people don't even do that their whole life, you know.
No, a lot of people work very hard not to do that.
Whew, what an experience.
Are you okay with everything now?
I am. You know, it's like the last relationship I had was with a twin flame, and that was intense, going through all that healing. And then it's like, it's interesting. I don't want to think that the experiences get more and more intense. I think I like to think that you get to a part that the relationships bring you great joy, but this clearing was definitely my most intense one. Oh.
Well, maybe you should set the intention that this year you're going to have an incredible relationship where you have unbelievable loving partner that absolutely adores you and brings you wonderful blessings and the lessons that you learn without all of this other crap.
Right. Amen. Yeah, I have been saying that. I said, you know, I want to learn my lessons through joy now.
Yeah.
So, yes, thank you. I accept that.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for holding the space for me and for being there. Oh, thank you so much. So, so much.
You are quite welcome.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Helena.
Hello, Barbara. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I got I have a psychic question for you. It's kind of a two-parter.
Okay.
I'm wondering if there's any ghosts or visitors in my apartment, and also if last night I left and left the lights on, because I could have sworn I had no lights on, but when I got home, lights were on. Now, it just might have been me not noticing what I was doing, but that's one thing. But then also, not often, but every now and then I'll hear noises in the other room. So I'm just wondering if there's any visitors, or if, or with last night with the lights, if it's possible the new roommate stopped by. She has a key, but I didn't think she just stopped by without letting me know, because she hasn't moved in. And the agreement was she's moving in mid-month. And I'm sorry if it's noisy, as usual.
Okay, so when I look at the apartment, I see that there are angelic beings moving about.
Yay!
So you've got a bunch of angels in there.
Cool.
They didn't turn on the lights, they said.
Okay.
Let's see, the noise issue here. Okay, they're saying the noises have something to do with clearing, but they're not saying whether or not it's them clearing.
Okay.
And they want to know why on earth are you worried? They're there. Nothing's going to happen.
Oh, I wasn't worried, but the light thing, when I got home and I was walking to my door and I saw the light on, I was like, huh, what's going on? And, you know, again, it could have been me that I left when it was daylight and I could have just left the light on. But I'm just trying. I mean, do you pick up anything on that? Did I leave the light on, or did even the roommate come and put the light on? If she did, my God, the place is upside down.
I don't get that the roommate was there, so it must have been you that left
good.
The light on.
Nice to know about the angels. A couple of years back, I did a phone interview with Lorna Byrne. And I did it from the kitchen table, and she said there were a lot of angels there. I didn't know if that was just for the day, but I'm glad they're there. That's awesome, because the vibe in the place is pretty nice.
Yeah. They're saying that they live with you. They're always there.
Yay. All right, that's a lovely thing. Good.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. That's my big question for the day.
Anything else?
If the guides and angels and anybody has a message for me, I'm all ears, and if not, I'm happy. I'm okay. Aside from being a little bit cold.
They do have a message for you, so here it is.
All righty.
We want you to know that we are very proud of you. You have done a lot of letting go. You have done a lot of moving forward in your life, and you are going to be seeing the results. And we think that you are going to be quite pleased with the way things flow. We want you to continue to be open to having the things that you desire in your life.
Yes.
No more being afraid. No more sitting and curling up in that little ball, so afraid of what might happen. You are stepping out. You are allowing yourself to shine. You are accepting your power, your ability to create. And it is having an impact on your life. So continue to be open. Open those arms wide. Say yes to life. Say yes to abundance. Say yes to love. Say yes to joy. Say yes to yourself.
Thank you.
I guess you're supposed to start saying yes a lot.
Yes. Yeah. Screw Nancy Reagan. Just say yes. Oh, thank you. That's awesome. That's great, because it's like all that and angels too. I mean, I've been good, and I you know, you mentioned that it'd be a good thing to do every day, too, for me to open my arms and say yes and accept all my good, and I've been doing that.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you for everything all the time.
You are welcome.
Yeah. All right. Is it freezing where you are?
It's chilly out there, but it's not
chilly.
You know, sub-zero or anything, so.
Not sub-zero here, but it got pretty cold pretty fast. Everybody's like, huh? Okay, but it's cold.
Yeah, winter's definitely here.
Yeah. She took a while, but she's here.
Yeah. And she came in with a vengeance.
Yeah, it's like, Not walking around in your short sleeves anymore. All right. Well, thank you so much, Barbara, and have a beautiful day.
Well, you too, and thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Thank you for all you do. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that's the show for today. I will be back on Friday with DC Love, Elizabeth Sadu, and Janetta Crumpley, and we will have an amazing New Year's Eve party show with lots of laughter, lots of wisdom, many angelic readings, and whatever else we are guided to do. So I hope everyone has a fabulous week and that you guys come back on Friday. Until then, I send you lots and lots of love. Bye-bye.